This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. One in six Colorado high schoolers currently use e-cigarettes. Flor Velasco Hernandez is a junior at Manual High in downtown Denver. She says the proximity of tobacco retailers has helped normalize vaping.
It's everywhere, and it's more usual for somebody to be doing it than for somebody to not be doing it.
There are signs that some efforts to reverse that are helping. The number of Colorado high schoolers who use tobacco or vapes has declined recently. Governor Jared Polis has started a new Thanksgiving tradition for Colorado. CPR's Paolo Shalceda.
Four Colorado raised turkey were pardoned by Governor Polis on Monday. Polis said he wanted to start the tradition to recognize poultry farmers who have endured a tough couple of years due to the avian flu.
This has been a tough year. And since agriculture is one of our leading economic industries, we want to encourage Coloradans to support Colorado-grown produce as they do their final Thanksgiving shopping.
The four turkeys, Gus, Maple, Matilda, and Pumpkin, will live out the rest of their days at Lovin' Arms Animal Sanctuary in Erie. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Artists who work for Opera Colorado have voted to form a union. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The American Guild of Musical Artists says the mail ballot election to organize was successful after a five-week voting period. Griff Braun is the national organizing director at the American Guild of Musical Artists.
The artists want to take at least a minute to kind of celebrate that they've gotten over this first hurdle, and then the process of preparation begins for bargaining.
In all, 91 people voted in favor of unionizing, with just 8 opposed. Artists have worked with Opera Colorado without a union agreement since the late 1980s. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Opera Colorado did not immediately return a request for comment. Opera Colorado is a financial supporter of CPR News, but has no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.